Television images beam the sights and sounds of miserable-looking refugees braving rainstorms in rural Hungary as they flee the violence of the Mideast. For there's no sign of the flow of refugees easing as tens of thousands attempt to make it into Europe as summer nears its end and autumn rains and cooler temperatures set in. The European Commission is trying to forge a common response to the humanitarian crisis and help resettle the estimated 160,000 people who have already entered the European Union, with many more expected in coming weeks. Here's EC spokeswoman Natasha Bertrand.
This is a refugee crisis that affects all of our member states, and it's not now the time for individual or isolated actions. Now is the time for a coordinated European response.
Meanwhile, chaotic scenes continue in the Hungarian capital, Budapest, as refugees scuffle to board trains to Austria and other wealthy EU member states. The European Council on Refugees and Exiles now says just five EU countries are registering 70% or more of those seeking asylum in Europe: Germany, France, Hungary, Italy, and Sweden. That's despite the fact that for many, Greece is the first EU country refugees enter. But virtually all of them continue up the Balkan Peninsula toward Western and Northern Europe. Some countries resist taking in the new arrivals. Denmark shut down a highway from Germany, and Austria closed roads and canceled train service from Hungary. Slovakia and Czech Republic have also balked at accepting a quota system proposed by the European Commission. There are some welcoming scenes as well. At a makeshift camp in downtown Brussels, ordinary people have turned out to help feed and clothe refugees, many of whom are sleeping in donated camping tents. 22-year-old Mahmoud from Mosul, Iraq, arrived in Brussels about a month ago after fleeing militants from the so-called Islamic State. He says the Belgian state has granted him temporary residency while processing his asylum claim. Mahmoud says Belgium is a country that's welcoming to refugees. It's safe and secure, so he can't really ask for anything more. Charlotte, a Brussels resident, showed up with homemade tomato soup to help feed incoming refugees. She said the European Union needs to unify around this crisis rather than the piecemeal response from different countries.
The first message we need to give is that it's not Belgium or France. Indeed, it's Europe as one united has to do something, because at this moment it's too less we are doing. There's some countries are doing well, like Germany doing very well, but now we need to do work in one world, like one Europe. And I think we need to open our borders and to see what's possible. So it's a difficult question.
For those still trying to make it into Europe, a difficult path awaits. Hungary has vowed to get tough next week and employ increased police powers to crack down on illegal border crossings. That could mean imprisonment for those who try to cross without permission, and there are fears of violent clashes between riot police and desperate migrants. The refugee issue is polarizing across the continent. Even in Germany, whose leaders have adopted a welcoming attitude towards refugees, many people still have reservations. A poll this week by Germany's public broadcaster, ARD, found that 61% of Germans said they were not worried about an increasing number of refugees, but 38% said they felt frightened by the newcomers. And it's these divisions that are playing out across the European Union. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Brussels.